Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, Sid Roth here. Welcome to my world where it's naturally supernatural. Talking about supernatural, my guest went to heaven every day for 3 years and was taught mysteries on how to awaken your spiritual senses, your supernatural hearing, your supernatural smell, your supernatural sight, your supernatural feeling. And he wants to pray because God told him he had this gift for your supernatural senses to be awoken. Do you want that?
Yes.
You know, James, I really protest. I mean, I have not been to heaven once. And in 2010, you started going to heaven every day for 3 years, 4 months, and 2 weeks. You visited heaven. Why you? What did you do to get this?
Well, actually, you said the Lord told me why. And basically, why was that because I had been away in the Army for a whole career, that I wasn't really well known in the church at all. And that when people would look at me and hear from me, that they would say, if he can do it, I can do it.
And that's the whole purpose of our show. Mm-hmm. Anything my guests can do, you can do better. Amen. In fact, it's God's heart for you to do better. That's what's so great about God. Okay, why would you say, bottom line, did you have these encounters in heaven?
Well, the Lord was teaching me things and asking me to share with other people. He was really teaching me how to activate spiritual senses, spiritual gifts, and how then to teach people and impart to people so that they could also have the same experiences. So the whole purpose was for me to receive things that I could release to other people.
Okay. Open heaven, that's a term I hear a lot. You were instructed to pray that people receive the seer anointing, people operate in an open heaven. What is, define open heaven for me.
Well, when I get an assignment from the Lord, I always go to the Word and begin to do research. And what I found was that from Genesis through the book of Revelation, open heaven is taught over and over. Jacob saw an open heaven. We see Daniel saw an open heaven. Isaiah saw an open heaven. And when Jesus was baptized, God tore the heaven open over him. And I can't find anywhere in Scripture that he sewed it back together. Heaven is open, and he wants us to know it. And Jesus said to Nathanael, you shall see heaven open, and the angels ascending and descending on the Son of Man. Now, I have a habit that any promise in the Bible, I believe, is for me. God preserved that, not just as history, but to release something to his people. And so I received
that. And I have to tell you this. God's not a respecter of persons. If every promise in the Bible is for James, every promise in the Bible is for you. In fact, the Bible says all of his promises are yes and amen. Amen means yes and so be it.
Amen.
But it seems to me that it's easier to operate in an open heaven today than 30 years ago when I became a new believer.
Mm-hmm. I believe that in the kingdom of God, there are seasons and things are shifting. And I believe that we're in the season of the open heaven right now when this manifestation is available to everyone who's willing to be open to it.
I'm practical, James. what does it literally mean? If I'm walking in an open heaven, what can I do that I can't do if I'm not walking in an open heaven?
Well, one is, as you were talking about the seer anointing, you begin to see the things in the spiritual realm, but all of the senses are activated. The hearing, you can hear the word of the Lord. When the disciples were on the Mount of Transfiguration, they saw Moses, they saw Elijah, they saw Jesus transformed, they saw a cloud, but they also heard the voice of the Lord. And I think in the open heaven times, we can hear. Also, the fragrances of heaven began to manifest. And taste, the Lord says, taste and see that I'm good. I believe the Lord has taste as sweet as honey on our lips.
Every sense, you're saying.
All of the
senses. There is a spiritual sense and a natural sense. We all understand the natural sense. Many believers operate in the natural. Why would you want to operate in the natural and be as limited as any other human that's ever lived? Why not operate the senses? You have ears and don't hear, but God's going to activate
Amen.
A lot of you.
Amen.
Now, my Jewish people were stubborn, and we got stuck. And you know what? It's not confined to Jewish people.
No, it's not.
Many Christians are stuck today. What do you mean? Tell me from the Bible what you mean by stuck.
Well, in Deuteronomy chapter 29, Moses is summing up his time with the children of Israel. And I think the children of Israel represented humanity in general. And I see myself in that as well. And I think everyone that God has created can see themselves in these stories. And Moses said, you know, I've been with you all of this time. Now, you saw in Egypt with your own eyes, you saw the things that God did, the miracles, the signs, and the wonders that got you separated. And yet, to this day, God has not given you a heart to perceive, eyes to see, or ears to hear. When I read that, it just, something inside of me just felt so sad. And I thought, well, that could be said of our people today. We need to break out of that limitation and let all of our spiritual senses, let God open up our spiritual senses so that we're functioning. I think we should function at a higher level in the spiritual senses than we've been trained to do in the natural.
You know, example from the Old Covenant, these are examples for us that are so practical.
Yes.
Don't you tear out your Old Testament. You won't understand the Jew and Israel and end time events. Don't be Meshuggah. You read the whole word of God.
Amen.
But tell me about in the Old Covenant, Elisha, when his eyes were opened.
Well, I think that we tend to overcomplicate things. People trying to look for some kind of special formula or some kind of special person. When this is so natural in the supernatural realm that God wants us to live in. And Elisha was being hunted down by this huge army. His servant was panicking because he saw this big army. But Elisha said, there are more with us than there are with them.
And his servant said, are you Meshuggah? There's no one. There's just you and me, an old man and me.
Elisha prayed such a simple prayer.
What did he pray?
He said, Lord, I pray, open his eyes that he can see. That's it. And his eyes were open. And he looked and he saw that the mountains were covered with horses and chariots of fire. And indeed, there were more with them than there were with the army. Then Elisha prayed another little prayer. He said, close the eyes of the army. Everybody in the army went blind. And when he took them where he wanted to take them, he prayed again and said, open their eyes that they can see. And their eyes popped open. I think that we need to build up the kind of supernatural faith to begin to operate in the anointing of an Elisha, to begin to speak. You know, the Bible says that we are all like, we have a nature like Elijah. And we should be doing the things that he did, but he gave a double portion of that to Elisha. And I think we can operate in the double portion anointing of Elisha. And we don't have to complicate it. Just pray for people. Lord.
Okay, I'm going to turn James loose in a little bit, but I want him to teach a little more so you'll get unstuck. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Call now and get James Durham's Keys to an Open Heaven package, which includes his powerful book and his exclusive For It's Supernatural 5-part audio CD teaching, Keys to an Open Heaven, plus his anointed devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9363. Through his book and 5-part audio CD teaching on Keys to an Open Heaven, you will clearly understand from the Bible the scriptural authority that exists for you to access heaven. Learn 10 key steps that God taught James Durham on how you can ascend to the third heaven and enter the ancient door into God's throne room. Understand how to overcome the things that block you from experiencing an open heaven. Understand how to seek heavenly visions, how to test visions, how to trust in godly visions, share your visions, and impart them to others. Learn how godly character is critical in order for you to walk under an open heaven to access every one of God's promises and blessings for your life. Through his devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven, many report that they have read and meditated every day on one of the heavenly visions which God gave James Durham, and through his teaching, they have begun to undergo their own open heaven experience. In the books and on the audio CDs, James includes powerful revelation and anointed prayers of impartation, so you will begin your spiritual journey in accessing an open heaven where miracles, signs, and wonders are commonplace. Don't miss out on getting James Durham's Keys to an Open Heaven package, which includes his powerful book and his exclusive For It's Supernatural 5-part audio CD teaching, Keys to an Open Heaven, plus his anointed devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9363. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9363 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, James, you've had so many encounters in heaven, but there's three in particular in which God commissioned James for imparting the activation of your spiritual senses. Tell me about some of those visitations.
Okay. Well, in September of 2009, I had a visit in heaven with the Lord, and he said, I want you to begin to impart some of these things to other people. And he showed me how he wanted me to do that. And it was really a command from the Lord. I was not too eager to do that, but the Lord pressed on me that this is important in this season. People really need to get their senses activated. There are things that are getting ready to happen, and they need to be alert and aware and ready to deal with these things. And so the Lord said, you must do this. And I all that time in the military, I knew how to stand at attention, say, yes, sir, I will do it. And I began to do that. And then I had another visit like that in 2011 before I got ready to go to a ministry trip overseas. And the Lord said, I want to give you an anointing to release an impartation for renewing the mind. And he was specifically talking about how can you help people break free from the things that bind them up and prevent them from using their spiritual senses. And he said the primary things that we needed to break free from were unforgiveness, bitterness, and strife. And he specifically said that when you pray for people, I'm literally going to just burn these things out and set them free so that they can begin to operate in the spiritual gifts and the spiritual senses at a higher level than they've ever operated before.
Yeah, you know, James, I have found a spiritual truth, I want your opinion on this, that is blowing my mind, so to speak. And here is the spiritual truth. When I talk about true things that are negative, and all you have to do is watch the news, and you can talk about true things that are negative, the presence, the glory of God lifts off of me.
Yes.
And when I lift up the Messiah, when I talk about good and pure and lovely and things of a good report, just like it says to do in Philippians, the glory increases. Now, my mother didn't raise a dummy. I like the glory increasing. This is what I'm experiencing.
Yes.
Do you understand what I'm saying?
Oh, absolutely. And one of the things the Lord did say to me, I was so serious about some of these things in the beginning, and the Lord spoke to me one day and He said, you know, you need to lighten up. I think we need to lighten up. And some of these things that we're holding on to are causing us to be under this spirit of heaviness. And God wants us to lighten up and let our emotions get free from this bondage so that He can begin to impart the things that we need in this season. He can begin to speak to us and we hear. He can begin to manifest things and we can see. And God wants us to be set free from these limitations.
Well, you know something, James? Just as you said, lighten up. I don't know what this has to do with anything except God started operating words and knowledge. And I know with you, but I know with me right now. I know He's doing it with mm-hmm. you. But people with arthritis in your fingers, bend them, and you'll see all the pain is gone. And people with problems in their spine, you are healed in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
In Jesus' name, you are healed. What's God Amen. Showing you?
Well, God was showing me that glaucoma is being healed. So if someone who is burdened with that right now, just receive that from the Lord and let the Lord release you from that and be healed of glaucoma. And the Lord is saying that there are people who have literally a stiff neck and pain in the neck and the shoulders. And the Lord's released a healing anointing right now to break people free. And in the name of Jesus, just receive that healing. Also, I heard from the Lord that there are people that are their legs and their knees are kind of weak and maybe trembling right now. And the Lord wants to strengthen you for your walk in the kingdom. So He's releasing healing. If you have that right now, a weakness in your legs or in your knees, just receive from the Lord your healing in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. We release these healings to you now.
And a deaf spirit I bind in Yeshua's name.
Amen.
It's gone.
Amen.
Now, you were recently in Israel at the Mount of Transfiguration. That's another thing that provokes me to jealousy. I would have loved to have been there. Well, I've been there many times, but I mean when the glory was on Yeshua and His clothes even turned as whiter than the color white. But what happened to you? This just recently at the Mount of Transfiguration. What happened?
Well, at the Mount of Transfiguration, we were just led to a certain spot with a big rock, and we sat down there, and it just like heaven opened. And things began, the glory came down, people began to experience healing, spirit, soul, and body, not just bodily healing, but also in the spirit and the soul. And then suddenly, a door opened into heaven. And I was looking at this open door, and it felt as if the Spirit just lifted me up, and I went through that door and went into heaven where I met the Lord. And there with the Lord, He came over to me and He put His hands on my head. And He said, I'm releasing an impartation to you right now to set people free from the limitations that prevent them from operating in these spiritual senses and these spiritual gifts. And I want you to go back and begin to release this to other people.
How about when we come back? I'm going to put a demand on the gift that James has, and he's going to pray for you. Amen. We'll be right back.
Amen.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural!
If you love watching our It's Supernatural TV program, you can now watch hundreds of archive programs online, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, on your computer, your smartphone, your iPad, or your favorite tablet.
ISN will be the vehicle to equip you to being normal, normal as defined by the Bible.
Just log on to SidRoth.org/ISN.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
You know, because of an open heaven, how would you define an open heaven, James?
I think just the heaven is open, but we need to see it, we need to feel it, we need to experience. And when that happens, the glory of God just descends on people and things begin to happen.
Like, for instance, when someone's in an open heaven and the glory of God descends, tell me the types of things that happen.
Well, we see creative miracles. We've seen...
Give me example one.
More than once, we've seen people who have had fused vertebrae, and suddenly all of that fuse is gone, and they have like a new spine in that area, just totally a new creative miracle.
What other things happen?
We've seen people that receive financial miracles. The money they needed for ministry just suddenly manifested.
And what I find? When the glory of God comes upon you, because there's an open heaven, everything speeds up.
Yes.
Is this what you're finding?
Oh, yes. I speak of it as an acceleration. Things begin to accelerate in the spiritual realm, and the Spirit can just minister to a whole group at the same time. And we see people get all kinds of emotional and spiritual healings. Well, we saw someone recently healed of claustrophobia just in the glory presence.
Oh, okay. You told us in the last segment you were at the Mount of Transfiguration and a door opened and you received an impartation, but you were with a bunch of other people. What happened to them when you saw that open door?
Well, when that experience was over, I let the people know that I just received this, and they immediately lined up. And I started to pray for them, and one by one, they went down into the presence of God, into that open heaven. And we had several people who had a third heaven visit, others who began to see visions, some people who had seen angels really for the first time. They began to manifest that they could see them. So the seer anointing just broke loose in these people.
Now, some people may be saying, well, I wish James could lay hands on me. Is it just as effective for you to speak it?
Oh, yes, it is.
Well, then I commission you in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach Tzidkenu, Jesus the Messiah, our righteousness. Pray and impart what God has given you right now.
Amen. Amen. Well, the Lord told me to release an impartation for a renewed mind. And so I just want to speak that over you right now, that the Lord would come and touch you in a special way. The Holy Spirit would touch you with His fire, burn away every hindrance, everything that has blocked you. Let all unforgiveness, bitterness, and strife be gone in the name of Jesus Christ. Everything that I may not know of that may be hindering you, let Jesus right now just take that away. Let the Holy Spirit fire come and burn that away. And I'd like to ask you to help me, because you don't have to have me touch you. You want the Holy Spirit to touch you. But the spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. So I'm going to ask you, if you would, to take your hands and put your hands over your eyes right now. And I want to pray the Elisha prayer over you and say, Lord, I pray, open their eyes that they may see. Now, I'm putting my faith behind it. I'm asking you to put your faith behind it and believe that what you have prayed, the Lord has released, and your spiritual eyes are open wider now than they've ever been before. If you would take your hands and put them over your ears right now and speak the same prayer, Lord, I pray, open their ears that they may hear. You pray it, Lord, open my ears that I might hear.
That I might hear.
And believe it. Put your faith behind it. And I believe that Jesus releases it right now. I feel it. I feel something shifting in the Spirit right now. The Lord has released it. Just receive it in His name. Put your hands over your heart. Say, Lord, I want to have a heart to perceive. So, Lord, I pray, let my heart be open to perceive spiritual things. And I believe that it's important, all the senses. If you would, this may sound a little strange, but put your hands over your nose and say, nose.
Nose.
Open up.
Open up.
To smell the things of the kingdom. Lord, I pray that you would open up everyone's sense of smell to be able to detect the fragrances of heaven, the fragrance of the Holy Spirit, the fragrance of the angels, and the fragrance of Jesus. Lord, open up that sense. And now, if you would, I'm believing you received it, but just one more step. Put your fingers over your lips, and we're going to pray right now, Lord, open up a sense of taste.
Open up a sense.
So everyone can taste you.
So I can taste you.
And know that you are good.
Know that you are.
That we can taste your word, and it's sweeter than honey.
Taste your word, and it's sweeter.
Lord, open up all five senses right now.
Thank you, Lord.
In the mighty name of Yeshua HaMashiach, amen and amen.
And amen.
And we put our faith behind it. We believe it and receive it in Yeshua's name.
There's
amen.
One more sense, the most important one. God wants to open up your spirit to know Him. This is eternal life, that you might know Him, have experiential knowledge. Say, dear God, out loud, dear God, I'm a sinner. Forgive me for my sins. I believe the blood of Jesus washed away my sins, and I'm clean. And now that I'm clean, Jesus, come inside of me. I make you Lord of my life. I love you, Lord. I love you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Amen.
James Durham has had multiple open visions of the third heaven. The Lord shared with him why God wants every believer to understand how to ascend into heaven and encounter His glory. Today, James Durham has taught thousands of people worldwide how to experience for themselves third-level heaven visitations. Now, James Durham wants to impart to you how to experience an open heaven every day and obtain God's supernatural authority and power to help you fulfill your God-given destiny and purpose. Call now and get James Durham's keys to an open heaven package, which includes his powerful book and his exclusive For It's Supernatural 5-part audio CD teaching, Keys to an Open Heaven, plus his anointed devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9363.
The main purpose is not to teach the book, but to teach people and to release impartation, to open up for them those avenues so they can begin to experience these things for themselves.
Through his book and 5-part audio CD teaching on Keys to an Open Heaven, you will clearly understand from the Bible the scriptural authority that exists for you to access heaven. Learn 10 key steps that God taught James Durham on how you can ascend to the third heaven and enter the ancient door into God's throne room. Understand how to overcome the things that block you from experiencing an open heaven. Understand how to seek heavenly visions, how to test visions, how to trust in godly visions, share your visions, and impart them to others. Learn how godly character is critical in order for you to walk under an open heaven to access every one of God's promises and blessings for your life. Through his devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven, many report that they have read and meditated every day on one of the heavenly visions which God gave James Durham, and through his teaching, they have begun to undergo their own open heaven experience. In the books and on the audio CDs, James includes powerful revelation and anointed prayers of impartation, so you will begin your spiritual journey in accessing an open heaven where miracles, signs, and wonders are commonplace.
We're in a season shift right now and toward the open heaven because God is preparing the bride for the return of Jesus Christ.
How would you like to read something from heaven the start of every morning? The Bible is from heaven. You should read your Bible every morning. But this is such a presence of God that by the time you finish this 100 days, I believe you'll be normal, meaning all of your spiritual senses will be activated. Each day, you're going to have a revelation from heaven. I want this entire package in your hands so you can be normal. Normal is defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on getting James Durham's Keys to an Open Heaven package, which includes his powerful book and his exclusive For It's Supernatural 5-part audio CD teaching, Keys to an Open Heaven, plus his anointed devotional book, 100 Days in Heaven. Yours for a donation of $45. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9363. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9363 or log on to sidroth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, one of my best friends died many years ago. It shook me a little, but I went on. But many people have a situation like that, and they don't go on with God. My guest is going to teach you how to have supernatural understanding of all circumstances. Are you ready for the keys?
Yes.